Thank you. I think we only have time for one more question, and that's it. Okay, I'm very sorry. And I think the brother at the back had raised his hands first. Yes, allow him to ask the question. Last question for this panel.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Short of divine intervention, what does the panel believe? The people, the 70% of the dispossessed people of the world, what can they do to alleviate this kind of injustices, whether it is in Palestine, in Iraq, Afghanistan, Kashmir, Chechnya, Bosnia, whatever? What can they do? I happen to believe, and I give you the scenario, if you can work on that and give me a reply. I happen to believe that these people, if they all got together and give up all the luxuries and start buying the products produced by America, Britain, France, and Israel, of course, then it will have an impact, economic impact on these countries, because these countries thrive by their economic prosperity. And if we can create a small gain in their pride, economic pride, then something can be achieved. And on the question of inherited lands, if that philosophy and dogma were to be applied, if ever applied at all, then the so-called white people will have to leave America, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, and so on and so forth. It will have a chaos. We have created a chaos for which we have no solution whatsoever. Does the panel have any views on this?
Yes, I think we'll have to, each of the panel will have to respond to this particular question. I should begin with
I think with regards to your first point, yes, one of the ways is really to stop buying the Israeli products or the products of those who are really oppressing the people. But the most important thing is we need a sort of action in the global people and society. I mean, we need a disciplined attitude within the people to say no to this sort of injustice domination. That culture should be created. One of many was used to say, if people of the world just drop a piece of butter, and we're not going to have Zionists in the world anymore. It needs a global sort of, even a small contribution. If it is global, then
yes, Rabbi Cohen.
Yes, I must say first of all that maturity culture or not, we don't have a political platform. We come here to give a message which we feel is true, and therefore any answer apart from prayer for divine intervention, which the questioner referred to, is not our grief. However, I can say, I like to say this on a personal level, not as a representative of the Turek Council as such. Divine intervention takes many forms, and at the moment everybody would agree that it would appear that the existence of the Zionist state is very much dependent on economic support from the United States. Politics, as we know from history, if we look at the history of South Africa or the Soviet Union, politics is very, very fickle, and things can change overnight. And we don't have to tell the Almighty how to do to run his world, but one scenario could be, and I'm saying what it could be, is that over that in a short time the whole political scene and feeling in the United States could change to such an extent that support for the Zionist state would be completely withdrawn. And then it is quite feasible for the whole thing to have to take a different form altogether. And maybe we're talking about the so-called one-state solution, which my colleague here mentioned, or other solutions like that, could take place and the problem could be solved. But these are only possibilities. More than that, I can't.